Your human design type can influence your emotional expression in a number of different ways, as well as how other people experience you emotionally. In this episode, I'm going to give you an overview of how type influences emotional intelligence, and in the upcoming episodes, I'm going to dive deeper into each type. Welcome to Heart-Centered Human Design, Emotional Intelligence and Conscious Business, the show for heart-centered entrepreneurs and professionals that want more meaningful success and work-life balance so that they can wake up every day feeling empowered, inspired, and supported by work and life. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design specialist and coach. I am obsessed with being on purpose and fulfilling potential and helping you do the same. And I'm so excited about how human design can help you with that. So there are several different aspects of your human design type that can influence your emotional intelligence. And in order to understand this better, if you are brand new to human design, you may want to go back to season one, episode two, just to review some of this information. In order to really understand type, you have to understand your energetic frequency or what energetic frequency is. We all have an electromagnetic field around us that is very unique to us and extends out from the body, heard anywhere from 6 to 15 feet. This field, our entire human design, all aspects of our human design are encompassed in this field, and other people pick up this energy from you. When you are operating in alignment, you are in the high expression of your unique human design, you're really living the design that you were born to live, this frequency sends out a very clear signal. It's like a symphony that other people pick up, they receive it clearly, it is reflected back to you in that way. When you are not operating as yourself, when you're operating through conditioning and being what somebody else wants you to be, not following a strategy and authority, and just really not living in alignment, this frequency is not clear at all. It is sending out static, chaos, and confusion. This is what other people receive as well and is what is reflected back to you. And it can create a ton of resistance in your life. Your human design type, the shape of your electromagnetic frequency, or we also call this your aura in BG5, the business application of human design, we call this your nonverbal presence. The shape of it and how it operates is very strongly influenced by your human design. For manifestors, remember, manifestors are here to initiate, and it's important for them to be free of outside influence, and their aura protects them from outside influence, and it is more dense. And it kind of pushes outwards. And often it's referred to as repelling. I personally don't really like that word. I do think it's more of a protective aura. And the point is to keep manifestors free of outside influence. This makes manifestors hard to read and can make other people a little bit uncomfortable around them. So as a manifestor, if you don't understand how this works, of course, it's not uncommon for manifestors to feel different. They're only 8 to 9% of the population, to feel isolated and to feel misunderstood. This is why their strategy is so important, and that is of informing, because informing allows other people into your aura, it opens you up to other people, and it removes a lot of that resistance. For generators, the aura is wide open and enveloping, and it's often referred to as an auric hug. They are magnetic, and they draw to them the people, places, situations that are correct for them when they're operating in alignment, and their strategy is to respond to the things that come to them. It is very easy to ask generators for things. Generators have this juicy sacral energy, this ability to do and get things done, and it's easy to ask them for things. When generators don't have healthy boundaries and they are not responding and they're saying yes to things they want to say no to and people pleasing, it's easy for them to get taken advantage of. And this can bring up a lot of emotions, resentment, overwork, all of these things. Manifesting generators, they are first and foremost generator types, so they do have this open and enveloping aura, but they also have aspects of the manifestor type with this energy to initiate as soon as they responded to something. also like generator types, there is that element of the potential of being taken advantage of and not living by strategy and authority. And they also have, as a manifesting generator myself, we can go into this place of when we're really in our flow, where what I can push outwards a little bit too. I've experienced this from other manifesting generators, and it can have a little bit of that outward push that can push people back a little bit. So again, responding is important, and also informing at the right time. So for example, as a manifestor or a manifesting generator, if you don't want to be interrupted because you're in your flow, it's important to let people know you don't want to be interrupted. This reduces resistance, it reduces anger, it reduces frustration. Projectors are very different. They're only about 20% of the population, and they are very wise, and their aura is focused and absorbing. Their aura is able to really focus in and penetrate the aura of others, especially generator types. And the point of that is so that they can really guide the energy of the generator types. So the thing about the projector aura, when they are recognized and invited to guide, this is absolutely amazing. And the people that want their guidance love it. The projector will feel recognized and successful. However, when this is not invited, it can be really uncomfortable. And if a projector is guiding somebody that does not want their guidance, it falls on deaf ears. The guidance is not received. It can be a waste of energy for the projector. And that results in a lot of bitterness and not feeling seen. The reflectors are very different. Only 1% of the population, their aura is sampling. They are very open. They are here to evaluate the health of their environments and their communities. And they do so by just sampling different energies, feeling it and reflecting it back. For them, that aura, even though they're very open, nothing really sticks to their aura. It also protects them in a way because they are so open in their design. It is really important for reflectors to be in the right place and with the right people in order to feel well and in order for their life to flow. So if they are constantly getting invited into the wrong communities, into the wrong environments, that can lead to a lot of disappointment. And so it's important to really honor their taking their time and allowing themselves to go through their 28-day cycle in really deciding on what communities, what places are correct for them. The big thing that I've already mentioned here is following your strategy is so important, because when we don't follow our strategy, we're going to encounter a lot of resistance. And resistance, we are going to experience that resistance in our not self theme. So the not self theme is kind of that low emotional expression that is a unique emotion for each type when they are out of alignment and they're experiencing resistance. So this not self theme is an additional way of this emotional impact of your type. For manifestors, that's anger, when they can't follow their flow, when they don't have the freedom to initiate and create like they want to create. For generators, it is that frustration of using their energy in a way that is not, doesn't feel good to them, not responding to the right things. Manifesting generators, it is also that frustration, and that anger can also come in. For projectors, it is that bitterness of not being seen, acknowledged, not being heard, their guidance not landing. And for reflectors, it is that disappointment of being in the wrong community, in the wrong environment. In high expression, when we are following our strategy and authority and living in alignment, we're going to experience our signature theme, which is that high expression of peace for the manifestor, that peace to be free, to be who they are, to initiate, to follow their flow. It is the satisfaction for generators of having used their energy in a way that feels so good to them, doing things that they absolutely love. For manifesting generators, also satisfaction plus some of that peace of getting to be who they are. And for projectors, it is success. It is that success of having guided in a way that really creates efficiency in the other types of feeling recognized and acknowledged. And for the reflectors, it is that feeling of surprise and delight when you are in the right communities with the right people and you're just experiencing surprise and delight. So the key to all of this, as always, is following strategy and authority, which is the bread and butter of human design and how you really step into alignment. When you are in your signature theme, other people pick this up from you. This is projected out through your aura and it feels good to other people. When you're in your not self theme, other people pick that up as well. And I'm sure most of you have been around a really frustrated generator or manifesting generator, and it is not fun. So this really does impact your relationships, and it also can impact your career on a number of different levels. So following your strategy by type, also your authority, your decision-making process is the key. It's the solution here. I also really advocate for that awareness, for being really aware as to what is going on and what you're experiencing when you're in your not self theme a lot, checking in to where have you gotten off track, because your not self theme is really guardrails for you to help you get back onto your path by following your strategy and authority. So that is it for today's episode. If you want to dive deeper into any of this, my brand new program, Emotional Intelligence by Human Design, goes into all aspects of your chart that are impacting your emotional intelligence. I will leave a link in the show notes if that feels like something you want to check out. I would love to hear from you. How did this land for you? Did you learn anything new today about how your type impacts your emotional intelligence? You can comment on this episode or connect with me on Instagram at @HTVanessaNaja. You can send me a direct message or comment on the post about this episode. I would love to hear how it landed for you, and I can't wait to hear from you.